If it rolls and flows all down the bridge. hair hangs long. That's the way I remember her best. I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. Many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day. So if you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. She was once a true love of
This is Sebastian. Sorry I'm late this evening. It is 9:14. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. and you're listening to the show. The name of the show is To Whom It May Concern. It's been a bit of a night this evening. It's pouring rain out, so I made a big effort to trudge my way through the rain from my house to the radio station, and here I am now with you guys. It's good to be back. It's kind of the first normal week on this show, for me personally, of the semester because, well, my first show was more, I guess, just playing whatever I had because it was the first show of the semester. I didn't really have anything planned, and then I had training that ended up getting extended because I was gone during one of the weeks of training. So it's been a while. It's been a while since the semester started, and yet here we are first real show of the semester. I'm excited. I've been waiting for this day. Tonight I have an album that I'm going to play just front to back, and that's kind of the plan for this semester. I kind of talked about it in my first show for those who are tuned in for that, but if you were not tuned in for that, the plan this semester is just to play albums, whatever I'm feeling or whoever. I'm planning on bringing on guests, hopefully every week that I can. I don't have a guest this week because I wanted to play my own album, but the plan is just to bring on a weekly guest, or play my own stuff, but just play an album that, is important to me or important to whoever is, featured on this show. And the album I've selected for this week is Another Green World by Brian Eno, which is one of my favorite albums of all time. It is listed on the WMFO website, under my name, because I'm on the executive board. But it's my favorite album of all time on the WMFO website, so it felt natural to start the semester off with this album, even though it's the middle of October. But anyways, I digress. I'm just gonna kind of jump straight into it. I just need to pull it up on my computer. But yeah, I really love this album. It is just really great. Brian Eno, I just love him as an artist. He's very cool. His music is great. He's also just like his whole like creative process, just like everything. The story behind his music is pretty much as awesome as the music itself. I recently watched the Eno documentary that he put out, which is like computer generated. So it selects from a bunch of footage and it like is new every time you watch it, which is pretty cool in my opinion. But it was, yeah, his kind of like documentary, that was going through a lot of his stuff. So I really love that. And it just felt like the first album, I should play this week would be Another Green World. So I guess we'll jump straight into it because I'm already late and we don't have that much time. So hopefully I'll have a little time to talk about it in between. I'll probably take a break midway through the album. But I hope you guys enjoy, because I really love this album, and it's phenomenal. Great mix of kind of just like art, glam rock, and the ambient stuff that was to come after this album. So starting it off with Sky Saw, enjoy. Thank you.
Scrambled through the moors and through the briars, through the endless blue meanders. In the blue August noon, in the cool August noon, over the nights and through the fires, we went surging down the wires, through the towns and on the highways, through the storms in all their thundering. The blue August noon, in the cool August noon. Then we rested in a desert where the bones were white as tin sun, and we saw St. Elmo's fire splitting irons in the ether. Thank you. someday. Oh no, my dreams will call you through that garden gate. I want to be the wandering sailor. We're silhouettes by the light of the moon. I sit playing solid. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe. I'll come running to tie your shoe.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communications systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. PSA about blackout emergency preparedness, and that seems relatively relevant right now, given the crappy weather we're having. Not quite in safe harbor hours yet. That concludes the first side of Another Green World by Brian Eno. You just heard the title track. If you're just tuning in, we're just playing this album fully through today. It's my first my first real show of the semester without some other commitments like training and whatnot. We don't really have a lot of time, so I'm going to give a quick spiel, I guess, about a little bit from this album, because I just have so much to say about it, and way more than I could really fit into the limited time I have left to play this album. But one of my favorite things about this album is the liner notes. I'm pulling this from Wikipedia, but I'm pretty sure that this is on the actual liner notes if you buy it on vinyl, but all the, instrumentation and personnel, is really interesting. It's got, like, on the first song, Sky Saw, Eno is credited with the snake guitar, and we just got all sorts of, greats on this album. We got Phil Collins on the drums on Over Fire Island, Robert Fripp on the Wimshurst guitar on St. Elmo's Fire, one of my favorite guitar solos. And for those who don't know, the Wimshurst machine, is an electronic generator capable of generating high voltages. So the whole idea behind, I guess, Robert Fripp's guitar solo on St. Elmo's Fire was, like, sounding like an electrical generator. I'm pretty sure Brian, you know, said something along those lines. And we've got, like, Robert Fripp once again on I'll Come Running with the restrained lead guitar. So there's these really interesting adjectives on a lot of the instruments that just, like, makes this, or on Another Green World, the song you heard right before this short interlude, was the desert guitar. So I don't know. I just really love all the, like, I guess, intricate details, behind this album. Lots of cool stuff to find out if you read more about it. Yeah. We got, like, 20 minutes left, and probably a little more than 20 minutes left of this album, so I'm just going to go straight into it, but I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the album. Yeah, here we go. Thank you.
time is flicking dimly up on the screen. I can't see the lines I used to think I could read between. Perhaps my brains have turned to sand. Oh me, oh my, I think it's been an eternity. You'd be surprised at my degree of uncertainty. Signs taking over from the fading day. Perhaps my brains are old and scrambled. utterly. I've been waiting all evening, possibly years, I don't know. Counting the passing hours, everything merges with the night. I stand on the beach, giving out descriptions, different for everyone I see. Since I just can't remember, longer than last September, Santiago. Floats like a cushion on the sea. Yet I can never sleep here. Everything ponders in the night. Hey
guys, it's Sebastian. You're listening to 91.5 WFO in Medford, and this is To Whom It May Concern. and you're listening to Another Ream World by Brian Eno. Great album. I've already said enough about this. This is Everything Merges With The Night. I really feel horrible interrupting this beautiful song. It's probably my favorite song on the album. I'm going to keep playing, but I hope you guys have enjoyed this album, and I'll see you guys next week.
Rosalie, we've been talking all summer, picking the straw from my